are 4 days away from the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections here in Ghana. Hello, and welcome to Journeys Prime with me, Samuel Kojo-Brace. And in our headlines, this are ongoing parliamentary impasse hits hard at the economy as finance minister reviews its chances of accessing millions of dollars from the World Bank, and restructuring of critical debts in the energy sector hang in the balance. And also, this evening, the Anti-Corruption Act advocates are ramping up pressure for a thorough probe into allegations of vote buying during Monday's special voting in the Ayawaso West Wagon constituency. And John Mahama refutes claims linking him to an attack on the convoy of the Asantehene in the Techiman. Details as he dismisses a circulating video as fake and a deliberate attempt to damage his reputation. At Journeys, we are your home of independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Remember, we'll bring you sports and business as well in this bulletin. Stay tuned for details. Now, the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, Shiraj, has condemned the Ayawaso West Wagon MP, Lydia Sarah Malhassan, who was captured in a viral video distributing items to security officials who waited in line to cast their vote on Monday. Now, Shiraj Commissioner Joseph Wetal welcomed the Office of the Special Prosecutor's decision to commence an investigation into the incident. Dr. Wetal said the incident was an act of voter inducement which should not be tolerated heading into the December 7 elections.
Well, we were not there, but we saw the media carried certain unsettling developments, particularly in Ayawaso West, Wagon. And it falls within the checklist that we use to monitor. And that is particularly, I'm not saying it is true. I know the Member of Parliament has denied it, but it's not right to treat us in as the legal term to share food, to share money to anybody in a queue in preparation to vote, because it is tantamount to corruption and an integrity issue. Mm-hmm. So having seen that could happen even to security officials, we have always assumed that would not be the case. It never happened in the past, but this time around, it seems it has happened. So we will factor that into our next election.
Well, anti-corruption advocates are intensifying calls for a full-scale investigation into the alleged vote-buying incident during Monday's special voting in the Ayawaso West Wagon constituency. As you've seen, the video circulating online captured the incumbent MP distributing packages reportedly containing food to voters waiting in line to vote, a move widely criticized as unethical and illegal. Now, the incident has drawn sharp condemnation from key anti-corruption organizations, including the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, and CDD Ghana. In a joint statement, they urged law enforcement, media, and faith-based organizations to expose and address the incident, labeling it a threat to democratic integrity. Let's bring you the excerpts of that particular statement as brought out by the three organizations. Now, it says, we call on law enforcement agencies to investigate the videos in the public space and swiftly ensure those found culpable are made to face the law. A swift and transparent investigation into the cases of vote buying and cheating reported by the media will be an important component of expanding Ghana's democratic credentials, as well as enhancing the confidence reposed in the electoral processes of our country. It goes on to state that our three organizations also call on the media, faith-based organizations, and the larger civil society to intensify voter education campaigns, raising awareness of the implications of electoral corruption to the electoral outcomes and the peace and stability of Ghana. We further call on political parties and candidates to publicly distance themselves from corrupt practices and demonstrate a commitment to ethical standards relative to the 2024 elections. Now, it says, we wish to reiterate that GII and its partners, the GACC and the CDD Ghana, are currently carrying out a large-scale monitoring exercise to capture instances of electoral corruption, vote buying, abuse of state resources, and campaign financing. The findings of this exercise will form the basis for our advocacy for reforming campaign and political financing in Ghana. We urge all citizens to exercise their right to vote responsibly, reject inducement, and hold political actors accountable. It will take the collective responsibility of all Ghanaians to safeguard the stability and development of our nation. And so do your part by rejecting corruption. We have anti-corruption campaigner Vitus Azim joining us on phone. Grateful to you. It's a good time to have him on now. Now, what course should the investigation take now that the MP's camp has denied that she is the person captured in the videos distributing goods?
That denial was expected. They will not come out and say, yeah, it's true, it was a last one and all that kind of thing. So it's the investigation that will now prove whether it was the one or not. Because she was there. From the video, we could see she herself there. Even if she was not there, and she had to go and declare that she was willing to do it. So what are they denying about? So that's why the investigation was established. Whether the people who took the food recognized her, or at least her agents at the police station.
So what form or what should the investigators be looking out for in this instance if they want to really come out with the sort of results that would establish whether or not she was culpable in what she was doing that we see in the video there?
You see, the laws even say that I think a day or two before the election, you're not supposed to campaign. So when you have a parliamentary candidate coming there, or her agents coming there to distribute food, the investigation needs to establish that it was a party or a party agent that was distributing the food. And why were you doing it? It's not after they have voted. If they're hungry, let them vote, and then you go to the other end and give them the food. But you don't come to the queue where they are queuing and distribute food to them. Clearly, is vote buying. You cannot deny that. So the investigation is supposed to establish that it was vote buying and that is criminal in Ghana.
Now, what must happen in order to stop similar incident from happening on Saturday when the main elections begin?
I really don't know what must happen because it's too late now to do anything. The politicians are doing it with impunity. They don't care what can happen. You cannot stop them today or tomorrow from actually doing that.
Okay. All right.
So I cannot tell what should happen.
Okay.
All right. The Office of Special Prosecutor doesn't have enough officers, and they don't have the arresting capacity to go around and arrest people that are doing that. It is the police that should drive them away. Don't bring your food here. Take it away. But if the police and the prison officers are taking the money or the food, then what happens? We're just in a bad situation.
Grateful to you, Vitus Azim, for joining us here. Now, former Auditor General of Ghana, Daniel Yao Domilevo, has called on Ghanaians to rise against corruption and not leave the fight in the hands of leaders who he believes are corrupt themselves. Mr. Domilevo indicated that the fight against corruption lacks goodwill, criticizing the setup of anti-corruption offices like the Special Prosecutor's Office by the government as fruitless spending. As the guest speaker of a regional conference organized by the Crusaders Against Corruption in Kumasi, Mr. Domilevo spurs Ghanaians to rise against the decisions from public officers when they prove shady.
cannot leave the fight against corruption in the hands of the elders who are corrupt in the first place. A corrupt person will not fight himself or correct himself. So it is for us to demand accountability and call them out. So we should not relent at all and make sure that if things are not going well, we expose it. You see what happened in Kenya? The president was forced to rescind a lot of decisions. The same thing can happen in Ghana. The only prayer I have for Ghana is that we don't go violent, destroying things. But if you pour out on the street and say that, look, no government official is going to work today, we are occupying the government offices because we need this answer, the president will listen to it. Always adds insult to injury. When things are going wrong, all that they do is to do some sugar coating for you to think that they are doing something about it. For instance, what is the fight against corruption which has been mounted by this government? Their own special prosecutor called him the president, mother serpent of corruption. The special prosecutor, the second one, came out and sang Agwanuma, that is, he is alone. So it is lip service, if anything at all. The manual used in establishing organizations did not give us the benefit. It's also a loss. Plus, I call that fruitless and wasteful spending. So as with this government, as far as corruption is concerned.
This is Your News Prime. We'll take a break here. I'll be back with more, please. Do stay.
To us trendsetters, to us fashion lovers, to us who flex with beautiful, unique and attractive fragrance, to us who sing of our magnificent life, daring to feel different today means impacting the pleasant scent. For tomorrow's dawn, feel good, feel strong. Together let's break these rules and set new ones with slam. Together let's break these rules and set new ones with slam.
Kwajo, why are you late?
Yes, Kwajo, why are you late again?
Kwajo,
can't you talk?
See, mommy, I could lie like Amma and say I was doing my homework with my friends. Or lie like Amma and say I was helping Grandma buy food. Mommy, I will not lie like Amma. I was playing with my friends, and that is why I'm late.
Homework now. Thank you for not lying to me. Your Calipo is in the fridge.
Calipo, the natural fruit juice drink.
Oh, do you know that?
This advert is FDA approved. We are the new, we are the new.
Kudu, Ghana, the elephant is calling. Get ready for the biggest and the final rally for election 2024. Now say rally way, ya to say your possibilities victory rally. Matthew 19:26. But with God, all things are possible. Ebaso, Yawada, December 5, 2024. Time, 1 p.m. sharp. Venue, Eye, University of Ghana, Sports Directorate Park. Now special guest, Amubeju Mediebi, Eye, His Excellency, Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo, the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, the Vice President of the Republic of Ghana, and the Presidential Candidate of the New Patriotic Party, John Ajakum Kufuor, the former President of the Republic of Ghana, Honorable Dr. Matthew Opaku Prempe, Honorable Stephen Ayesu Intim, Lawyer Justin Kodia Frimpong, Honorable Alexander Kwamina Afenyo Makin, Honorable Akosua Frema Osei Opare, and all party members, sympathizers, and the general public are invited to participate in this historic program, which will be carried live on all media houses. NPP, Eshi Rado. Rado.
Ah, if you're running the year, now, thank you, Muna Mujiji's Casa Mukotoy. Thank you, Muna Eli Kamahina.
Ah, oh, no, see it. So wait, ne papa.
Now, papa, no, put the Eli Kim. Patrick, you're going to
Oh! Oh! Get up, boy!
One number one from the new. A friend request, I want to tank the wounds here for more. So, Syntex Tank, Mitchell SINTX. Syntex Tank, a cough, a leaky. It's me with the beer. Syntex Tank, call a beer whooper. Size the beer whooper. Yeah, yeah, my war. Syntex Tank, the whole Ghana, you must 7 years warranty. Syntex Tank, a strong, a tough.
Indomine bongara fodo impan minla indanyala infomo mine nanda yelo no chara yel fare mine yelaga atichare ning balkana an e sung bisye balto kana chabi party paro nanse party paro kana to fobanla ayele ama yel menun zuin aba imaro tiza banla asasiye pion che abun nanza at namman yare abeni tala kabo ndomini katuna yare yelfare tenumpoye ayelapuo katemin babare ale anasanla ayele yaga che ayele langa tinaban igangaya nga saman diya tivu anogonoba alanta atawelo babare kafun wanye yelfare yelu tadye kara tadik meyare tiven kanua banka abasin katin mara ziri be atonoba enta titiere nye sesie vuo nan na be katinangdi yelsonne a ina abe chabari yelfare ti ire angang indomine apiri nefon anen man ti yara pupielon anen noyen yeven katede nombu anen lanta meyare sinaban liye gana sun katina lanta imaron yebido impangmen yila sesie vuo manven la katin lanta be asanta bunga fubora Tibari yelfa yeli, che die in maron.
How can we solve the unemployment crisis in Ghana? Yes, Masa.
By using formula 133.
Can you expatiate?
Say, this simply means one job, three shifts, three people. That is the Mahama 24-hour economy policy. Under this policy, businesses will be given tax incentives, cheaper electricity, financial support, and security support services to encourage them to work 24/7 by adopting three work shifts of 8 hours each. This will triple job opportunities in the country. This policy will boost production, increase productivity, and generate well-paying jobs in all participating businesses and public organizations. Ejumanu Obia Baby.
Excellent. The 24-hour policy will be a game changer.
Vote for change. Vote for John Mahama and the NDC.
Every day, people have money emergencies. Ma, I need my school fees emergency. My chop money emergency. Emergency, emergency.
Crash it, I'm your rent.
Emergency. Now, there's a new emergency number in town.
More money, challenge and enjoyment. At the top life we got.
Dial star 770# for all your money emergencies.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dial star 770# for money emergencies and get easy and quick access to your money, loans, and other banking needs. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Comfort, durability, finishing, quality.
Choosing sofas and beds for your home, office or hotel couldn't be easier. With an exclusive range of sofas and beds in various designs and colors from Latex Foam. There is so much choice, whatever your budget. Latex Foam, your partner for life.
Hey, let's take a selfie.
Yay!
Fast selfie,
hook me, hook me, yeah.
Smile. Hey, smile, smile. Let's add some filters.
Filters? No!
Wait, young con is our how.
Let's keep it natural.
Natural it is.
Hey! Natural is definitely better.
Fritelli, fruit juice. This advert is FDA approved.
Today, we thank you very much for your invaluable service to this great company, and we wish you well on your retirement.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Happy retirement, Lee.
Thank you very much.
So, are you staying or you are going back to Ghana?
I'm going back home, of course.
Wow. You really built?
I've got a home at Lakeside Nest.
Really?
Lakeside Hills is a dream come true, a community designed for all stages of life. Whether you're a growing family needing more space, a young professional looking for convenience, or someone seeking a peaceful retirement, Lakeside Hills has it all. With 2, 3, and 4 bedroom homes, there's something for everyone.
That's impressive. Exactly what I'm looking for. I have to start saving towards this.
See you back home.
Lakeside Hills, it's not just a place to live, it's a place to thrive.
Slam. Set your style anywhere in the world by breaking all the rules. Shout with all your soul and sparkle with a thousand blaze. Pick a color that suits you best and launch the slam movement, movement, yeah. Be someone who less surprises felt, who dares to get a hold of the here and now with no fears and make our way to tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Join me, let's do this with the slam. Peace and quiet.
The break now. The Asantini 24 set to the second says there is no strained relationship between the NDC and the Mensah Palace, stating that John Mahama's visit will dispel speculations that there is friction between them. Speaking through a linguist during a visit by the NDC presidential candidate as part of his Ashanti region tour, the Asantini urged vigilance at the polls, stressing that elections are won at the polling stations.
The Mensah DNC says, Man, she had the weird day. Ghana, my Susumia.
Well, Well, during the interaction, John Mahama touted infrastructure development, his administration undertook in the Ashanti region. He expressed disappointment that some uncompleted project his government started remain unfinished 8 years after the MPP assumed office.
Let me tell you, Okasa Otek, Okasa, no. I rehearse in our kind and call baby and your front to the year. And we say, in our kind, we say, Kumasi near Santimine, the second most populous region in the country. Kumasi is only the second largest city. Now, Oko, we are sitting down. You were in Kruan and your group, and so. Yeah, second largest and not third largest. And maybe send a year in to capital, no sign a year or send a year, BBC. There's still another place, or my name, maybe to me, around every economy. Now, you need better. And maybe end this or a bang one. My kubasi, yeah, they are nasty. I change point to make sure I say in that order.
Well, President Akufo-Addo has told a group of labor unions that his promise to build over 100 hospitals across the country is 70% complete. Initiated in August 2017, Agenda 111 is fashioned as a healthcare development plan by the Ghanaian government to provide affordable, high-quality healthcare to citizens. The plan includes building 101 new hospitals and upgrading existing ones. The Ghana Investment Infrastructure Fund, GIF, provided a $100 million startup fund to kickstart the project. Concerns have been raised by stakeholders that after more than 2 years of the project launch, not even a single project has been commissioned by the president. However, speaking to organized labor earlier in Accra today, President Akufo-Addo says through the support Vice President Dr. Bawumia, close to 70% of the Agenda 111 project are complete.
Of course, predictably, when I announced to the world that this is something I wanted to undertake, I was met by the naysayers. He's lying, it's a gimmick. This is political gimmickry, he's looking for votes, cannot happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, yes. Well, what I can say is that today, in the month before I'm ready to hand over, 70% of the Agenda 111 projects have been completed. I'm telling this story because of the role of Muhammadu Bawumia in it. The final product, the method about how we would go about constructing this mass infrastructural development, he had a say, but there were others who had a say. But the genesis, the idea that began the whole reflection, was something that came from him. And I think it's extremely important that Ghanaians understand this, because it tells you about the nature of this particular man. We're about to make the most consequential decision of this generation of Ghanaians on Saturday. And we need to have all the information available to us about the various contestants for supreme office in our country, so we can make an informed decision. And for me, this story about the origins of Agenda 111 is extremely pertinent. It goes to the heart of this man, and it goes to the heart of the kind of mind and personality that we need to continue the development of our country. And that is why I found it necessary to bring this story to your attention.
Well, the Finance Minister, Dr. Amin Adam, has revealed that ongoing stalemate in parliamentary business is hitting hard at the economy. There have been a parliamentary deadlock for more than a month after Speaker Alban Bagbin declined a request by the majority to reconvene the House earlier. Briefing journalists during its monthly economic update, the finance minister said its chances of accessing some funds from the World Bank has hit a snag.
And on the stand of in parliament, certainly when parliament is not functioning, it affects the government, it affects the people of Ghana. I mean, we are a parliament that is elected by the people of Ghana to represent them. And so when there's an impasse, it means that the people don't have representation because the work of parliament is halted. Therefore, to say that the economy has not been affected by the impasse is to treat it mildly. It has. For example, we should have passed certain legislation that would have qualified us to receive $300 million from the World Bank. The World Bank has not disbursed the money because those bills have not been passed into law because Parliament is not working as it should. And so this is just one example of how the impasse in Parliament has affected the management of the economy. But in spite of that, as I said earlier, we have stayed the course. The economy is strong. We are within the budget, and we will make sure that we achieve the fiscal objectives for the year, the budget year.
It's Joy News Prime. We'll take a break here and bring you business right after. Do stay.